President Trump announced this week that he and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus, a stunning announcement that throws the final stretch of the presidential campaign even further into unknown territory. President Trump plans to continue carrying out his duties, but is expected to remain home for 2 weeks, canceling campaign events as doctors watch him at the White House. The president is 74, an age that makes him more vulnerable to the disease. The White House physician says the president and First Lady, who's 50, are both well at this time. The news came by tweet early Friday. Only hours earlier, the president had told Sean Hannity in an interview on Fox News that he and Melania Trump had begun a quarantine process after White House advisor Hope Hicks tested positive for the virus. Hicks is one of the president's closest aides. For months, President Trump has contradicted medical professionals on the importance of wearing masks. At recent rallies, most of which are outside, large crowds have gathered, with many in the audience opting against wearing the widely recommended face mask. President Trump himself is rarely seen wearing a mask in public, citing the frequency of COVID-19 testing for both himself and his staff. New York City middle and high school students were back in the classroom for the first time this week, but there's coronavirus concerns. WBGO's Scott Pringle reports.
Mayor de Blasio is proud to say 500,000 students will be in the classroom this week.
New York City did it. This is an absolutely amazing moment, fighting back this pandemic.
But the head of the teachers union is threatening legal action if the mayor does not shut schools in 10 areas of Queens and Brooklyn, seeing a surge in the infection rate.
We're seeing no indication of any upsurge in those 10 zip codes inside the public schools.
Meanwhile, the JFK Elmhurst Elementary School in Queens is going to be the first school to shut. It'll close through October 13th after coronavirus exposure in multiple classrooms. Scott Pringle, WBGO News.
New Jersey officials are releasing new data about outbreaks that have cropped up in schools since the academic year began several weeks ago. As WBGO's Joe Hernandez reports, Governor Phil Murphy says he's happy with where things stand.
Officials say there are coronavirus outbreaks in 11 New Jersey schools, which comprise 43 cases. An outbreak is defined as two or more cases linked to an in-school exposure. Governor Murphy says he's pleased the numbers are low.
The last thing we want to do is pat ourselves on the back and wake up the next day and find that number went up by multiples. But I will say as objectively as I can, relative to what I would have predicted a month ago, this is a pretty darn good result.
The state's website lists the number of school outbreaks in the counties where they're occurring, but it doesn't name the schools themselves. New Jersey schools got to choose whether to open fully in person, fully online, or a hybrid of both. I'm Joe Hernandez, WBGO News.
New Jersey officials have announced a big boost to their COVID-19 testing efforts. WBGO's Kenneth Burns reports the state is getting 2.6 million rapid test kits.
The rapid test kits, known as Binax Now, are made by Abbott Labs. The antigen test is a nasal swab that is supposed to provide results in 15 minutes. Governor Phil Murphy said he saw it demonstrated and notes it's much different than the quote straight up and turn left variety that we're used to. He also said the test could be a game changer, doubling the state's testing capacity for 12 weeks.
These new tests will significantly scale up our testing capabilities through the Department of Health, obviously under Judy's leadership. We'll be working with our federal and local partners on a distribution plan.
The test will be delivered in batches. The first 170,000 kits are expected to arrive in the next 10 to 14 days. I'm Kenneth Burns, WBGO News.